I don't brag, but I'm in Kitty Flanagan's new show.
Fisk.
Fisk.
Huh.
Yeah. Are you in it?
Yeah, I'm in it. I'm in two episodes.
Two episodes?
Yeah.
Oh,
apparently, I was talking to a friend of the show, Adam Zwa, and he said, gee, the Kitty show looks good. I go, have you seen a trailer? And he goes, yeah. And I said, am I in the trailer? He's like, nah.
No, I've...
Are you in the trailer?
No, I don't know. Sure. I wouldn't think so, but I've seen the first ep.
Have you seen the first ep? I do a podcast with Kitty. I'm in her world, but anyway.
Well, number one, I know people at the ABC.
They just send it to you. To,
No. Well, truth be known.
It's I've like got, ABC lawyers tick, Glenn Robbins tick.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen Kath and Kip, so, you know.
Yeah, it's ABC royalty.
I swing a bit of...
Up a little bogan.
Yeah. No, because I'm doing an interview on Monday.
Right.
For the show.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
But you're only in one episode.
In two scenes.
Yeah, but you're a big name. They want Glenn Robbins on the show.
Anyway.
What radio? What are you doing, radio or TV Week?
Green Guide.
Green Guide?
I think it's the Green Guide. I didn't really look. I just.
But why? That's. But aren't they going to interview her?
She's doing it. Obviously, yeah.
They're interviewing you.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that's... is that unusual as a
yes,
guest?
Yes, it is.
It is, isn't it?
It is, yeah. But, you know,
slip in this podcast. Anyway, go on.
Of all the people I want to do well with, you know, I'm not going to knock back doing publicity for someone that
of course
I love
not.
Kitty. And,
of course
and
not.
I wanted the show to do well if I was doing an appearance on, you know, Carols by Candlelight or something.
You're not going to do, yeah.
I had it on my phone and I said to Selena, do you want to watch this? I thought it'd be nice because there's nothing to watch on TV. So, because you can only watch it on a computer, and I couldn't put it on. So, yeah. I got this plug where I can plug my phone in to watch it on the TV. Okay, so that means the TV becomes your phone, effectively.
Yes.
It does. And so you can see your phone up there on the TV, and you press play, and it starts to play.
Mm.
So, just after, and I've only got one watch because I think it deletes after that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So,
like and a Harry Potter script. They did it with the Harry Potter scripts.
Oh, right.
You read it once and it just...
No, no, it just goes away.
Yeah.
It's magical. Anyway, so...
Imagine if you're in the Harry Potter movie, you go, I've got to go back. Oh, hang on, it's not there anymore. I don't know my lines.
Anyway, I think I did... Anyway, so at that very time that I put it on, Mick Molloy and three other people start trying to organise a game of golf.
Oh, no.
So
it's all coming up on your TV.
So it's all dropping down on the TV. Bing. It's going bing. What time do you want to play? Bing. I don't mind. Bing. Where do you want to go? Bing. Oh, it's going to be a beautiful day. Bing. And I'm going, fuck's sake.
That's been happening. Well, that's funny because with my – I bought a new computer, right, that Kieran uses all the time. I hardly use it. But somehow it's synced into my phone. And so she's sitting there. I got a text from
– oh, yeah.
You know, I get texts like from Hughie going, who's this fucking idiot or whatever. And she's like, "What? Why are you doing – what's going on?
Yeah. Not that I have anything to be, you know, ashamed of.
No.
I don't do anything wrong.
No one's
sending – but part of me does go –
oh, you don't want –
you just don't want someone – it's like someone reading over your shoulder. You just – so Selena's reading them and laughing. And then I'm going, are you laughing at the show? Are you laughing at the... But no.
And also with Mick and Sam and those guys, they do hit hard sometimes.
Oh, yeah. They were going back and forth, funny stuff. But having said that, Selena, she's a hard marker and she loved the show. So,
That's good.
Yeah. And
This is Kitty's show, not the Glenn Robbins, Mick Molloy show.
No, the show itself is honestly fabulous. Best thing I've seen in a long time. And...
you've seen a lot.
I know. I was on best thing since Kath and Kim. There, quote me. Put that in your
really?
Newspaper. Yeah, I think it's really good. I think the writing's great, and I especially think the direction's great. You can see the subtlety of the
Kitty. Acting.
The nuances of Kitty are just exquisite to watch. She's fantastic.
And the acting's good.
Oh, it's really good.
So you did see my episode. Isn't it funny though when you turn up and do a guest role? You don't know how your acting's going,
well,
do you?
You know what? Well, the band's already playing.
Yeah, the band's already playing. It's so true.
And you're going to do one song. Yes. You know. So what do I? Am I rhythm or I lead? No, you're just going to be rhythm, and you're going to do. Here we go. And you go. Am I hitting the tone? I think I am, because then I watched it, and well, with Kitty there, obviously when you, it's like with Kath and Kim, when the girls who wrote it are in the scene with you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like this big, comfortable world that you step into.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know, having Kitty there, and I did one scene. I was only in two scenes. I was in three, but one got cut. Well, didn't get time to shoot it.
Whatever. That's how the story goes.
Yeah, that's really good, Glenn. Am I finished for the day? Yep, you're finished. Well done.
I'll learn some other lines.
Yeah, there's another scene. No, that one, we don't have time to do that scene today. But rest assured.
Just get him out.
You're really good.
And then when you left, they went, phew, that kind of that.
Who was that guy?
Well, when I did a scene, it was with some very, who was it, Danielle Farinacci, who's a very famous actress.
Yeah.
Well, she's been in a lot of dramas, put it that way. She's like a serious actress.
Yep.
I only know because I used to live near her and I used to see her around and I knew her. And she was in like a lot of those drama SBS shows and stuff. And
so you thought you've got to bring your A game.
I'm not an actor, so I'm sitting opposite her going, oh, God. Anyway, but no, it was, I mean, yeah, you try and lift, don't you? But you don't want to overact. That's the thing about acting.
We talked about it. I mean, obviously people, we talked about it a couple of weeks ago on this very podcast. Pretty sure I've downloaded it in terms of the authenticity of what we talked about, you know. You're an actor. It's the thing is, the problem is, oh, God, don't get me
started. Here we go. Strap yourself in, kids.
It's the problem is that you try to be an actor, and that's when you're fucking up.
Yeah.
You got to go the other way.
Yeah.
It's about opening, not closing.
Yeah.
It's not about putting on a voice. It's not about that. So if you're prepared to be vulnerable and let yourself just be in the moment, oh, God.
Well, that's because it starts soon, that show. And I watched two episodes of Aftertaste, which I thought, you would knock back the main role of, remember? It's got the Pactor Rafters guy in it. I don't know his name.
No, I don't know his name.
He's good, though. That's a good show. It's funny.
Is it?
I watched two episodes. I shouldn't say it sounds so surprised. But, the main girl is great. I don't know. I think she was in Muriel's Wedding, the musical. She played one of those parts.
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, it's worth watching as well.
Anyway.
Okay, but keep your eye out for Fisk coming up soon, featuring
Glenn
Robbins.
So, you know, out there in the world, what's good to watch, listen to? Maybe this podcast.
Yeah, this could be a sitcom. Imagine they should just bring cameras here and film us. Put that on the ABC.
I'm shutting that down.
Yeah.
That.
But we're not going to script anything. Like, Kitty spent a long time writing it with her sister, Penny, who's a writer. Yeah. We're not going to write. We'll just make it up, yeah.
So we proved on the show when we did the think music or the sketches or just make believe.
It's
not that hard to write a TV show.
It's not that hard. People spend years doing it.
They say, you know, we spend a year doing this. We make it up.
Yeah.
Those little things we do, they're funny. And we just make them up out of our head.
It's bloody gold.
So, guys, the first day of shooting, what are we doing? I don't know. We're just going to
make it up.
We're going to make it up. Yeah, just film. I'm going to go over there, start talking, and you film. And it's kind of a podcast, I reckon.
Anyway, here comes the music.
Here we go. Woo!
Hello and welcome to Somehow Related. Now, please welcome your hosts, Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
All right, well, welcome to the podcast. You've got the dodgy chair again.
I've gone down on myself, literally, three times now. I don't know.
Anyway, we're just out of a five-day lockdown, so we're all happy to be here in Melbourne.
Yep.
And hopefully there'll be no more. Anyway, we get two topics. We're going to work out how they're related.
Yes.
For people that have just tuned in, maybe they've read your article in the Green Guide and went, gee, this Glenn Robbins sounds interesting. I'm going to Google him.
17th of March is Kitty's first episode.
Oh, great.
17th of March. I don't know when this episode comes out, but 17th
before
of March is
that,
far
maybe.
Away.
Before that.
This is out before then.
All right.
Well, I do something. Did we talk about what I did? Oh, no.
No, we'll talk about that closer to the thing.
When it goes, we'll talk about it after.
Yeah, it is funny.
And I'll give you away. I'll give you some.
You're very brave to do what you did. I don't know if I would have done that.
Oh, don't know. There were conditions. Don't worry about that.
I know.
Yeah.
Close it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what are the topics, Sam?
Roller skates and wheelchairs.
Oh, roller skates.
I never had a pair of roller skates.
Nor did I. But
it's just too dangerous.
Oh, kids in my area have them now. I see girls mainly, right? Teenagers. They're good for teenagers, I think. They roll around the streets on them. They've made a bit of a comeback. And but we used to go to the roller skating rink. Did you go to the roller skating rink?
I know.
Ah, you're a bit older than me, but that was big. When I was a kid, we had the Nutterwadding Skate Ranch near us, so you could ride your bike there.
What?
The Nutterwadding Skate Ranch.
Hey, what are you doing this afternoon? Might head down the skate ranch. See you down there.
It was great. So you go down there. We also had the ice skating rink.
Meet girls.
Meet Girls. Had the ice skating rink in Ringwood?
Oh, so you had the ice skating rink and you had the skate ranch.
And there was one in Muralbark, the roller rink.
I think I went ice skating once and just hated it.
And then, ice skating's hard. Roller skating's easier.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, it's a bit easier because I've had this discussion with my kids who they've both gone. My daughter, who's a teenager, went ice skating because one of her friends ice skates. And she said ice skating's hard because, you know, you spend all the time hanging onto the side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now they have this thing, some dude drives something where you drive around and hang off that. Some dude drives a little cart thing.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, and you can hang off that, which is good for the kids.
I guess because you got to learn to make your own momentum. You got to push out.
But roller skating, she agreed. She could roller skate and roller skating is easier. It's just easier than ice skating because ice skating is like you're on a one blade, aren't you? Whereas roller skating, you've got four wheels when you think about it.
Oh, yeah. So you're more stable.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not coordinated at all, but I could roller skate as a kid. Not and good enough to go to the skate ranch.
Did you do a thing where you stop and then do a circle?
No.
Could you do the thing where you go spin around, go backwards and go whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
There were always kids in your group that could do that.
Yeah.
Possibly Noddy could do that.
Noddy.
He was pretty good on his feet, I think.
Yeah.
And we would go to the skate ranch, and it was kind of like they had a DJ, which is, you know, the guy who was a bit, you know, who'd do the voice.
Oh, really?
Eric Banner used to do a routine about it and about how the guy would go, all right, okay, couples only on the rink, couples only on the rink, and they play Air Supply or some love song, and you'd go around, and then they do the heavy metal skate, and they put a bit of Iron Maiden on, and then they do backwards skate and play the time warp, but it was too hard to do the... For us, we couldn't do the backwards skate. And then what else was there? Backwards skate, heavy metal skate, couples only, speed skate.
Oh,
and they put on like a really fast song and then speed skate.
And then you see them all start to drop, one by one drop off. Then there's a couple of really good guys who stay on.
Yes. Yeah, really.
Woof, woof, and you get the arm action going.
Yeah. Woof, woof, woof. Really hardcore bogan kind of guys would just be really good at it.
I remember a TV show. Was it Roller Derby or something?
Yeah. That was huge.
And it was American, and then they had an Australian version.
Yeah.
And I never understood in all the years I watched it, never understood the rules.
No, they do that. They still play roller derby around here in Melbourne. It's become a hipster kind of thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and girls play it and stuff, and you get dressed up and you have names, like, you know, you have funny names, like the Glenerator or, you know.
But what's the objective? One group's got to get past another group.
I think it's...
And then they do the elbowing stuff. It's a bit like world champion. It used to be like... Championship wrestling. Yeah. It's all fake.
Yeah, yeah. And they had
to throw people over the edge and, you know.
Yeah, roller skating was a big phenomenon. It was interesting. And then, of course, we had rollerblades.
That's right.
90s, late 80s, 90s.
Yeah. Friend of the show, Alex, he comes around to our house because we have good bitumen near our place.
He rollerblades?
He's really good at rollerblader. He's a really good skier. So he knows all that stuff. He just heads out. And loves it. He's really good, isn't he? He's, you know.
I think it's a bit of freedom, you know. You get out there, you get the wind in your hair. Good fun.
I remember, maybe it was in that movie about the 50s, in the States where they'd have restaurants where
you
pop for a burger.
Yeah, the girls would come out and roller skates.
Roller skates.
We drove past.
Did it come here?
Very briefly, but it's in the 80s and stuff, they had those Soda Stream restaurants. And we drove past one the other day. On Chapel Street, and there were girls on roller skates serving stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like a 1950s.
Oh, really? Theme. I've always thought that a bit. Does it do well?
Yeah. I think kids. You know, kids like that kind of thing. So
they put a tray on the window and stuff like that.
When I went out with this girl a long time ago, Cindy, and her little sister Michelle got a job at Soda Rockets or Soda Stream in. Yeah. It used to be in the bottom of the jam factory.
Yeah.
Not only did they have to wear, roller skates, but they had to. You could press a song on the jukebox, and they'd all start singing. And they do a dance together. So like big girls, you know, like a 50s, like. And Cindy and Michelle didn't like do it, but Cindy, we used to go there and Cindy would push the thing continuously and make her sister.
She wanted to make it.
Big girls don't cry. Ooh, that kind.
Bad day today, haven't it? 8 times today.
one more thing, roller skates. Some mothers who have them. When he does that roller skating scene, unbelievable. Oh, that's
I can only vaguely remember it, but it's a classic, isn't it?
He does his own stunts.
Yeah.
Yes.
All through a whole lot of different...
Yes. He goes on a date, or he's with his wife. Ooh, Betty. you know, ooh, Betty.
Yeah, yeah.
What's his name? Michael.
You're in your impersonations. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, Betty. Ooh, Betty. That was the kind of the first one everyone did, wasn't it? Ooh, Betty, what are you doing?
The cat's done whoopsie on the mat. You'd always go into stand-up in the 90s and some guy be doing his first gig. He'd do a couple impressions for you.
Yeah, you go, mate, seriously, move on.
Oh, Betty. You put the beret on? Yeah. Oh, Betty. The cat's done whoopsie on the mat again. Michael Crawford.
Yes. And he was very talented. He was a singer or something. He was really
Phantom of the Opera.
Sorry, of course.
Yes. And he starts off in a roller skating rink with Betty, and he does some amazing roller skating, but then he swings around and bangs out the door, goes down the footpath onto the road and hangs onto the back of a truck.
And then
I watched it the other day. It's so impressive. And how is this? So his daughter, he moved to Australia and his daughter married the head of the ABC called Brendan someone, and he used to come along to Spicks and Specs. And I just,
who did?
Brendan, whose father-in-law is Ooh Betty. I so wanted to say to him, hey, have you ever asked him about that roller skating?
Well, yeah, I'm not like you. I'm sure. Why didn't you? Should have.
I should have, shouldn't I? But maybe get sick of people saying your dad, your father-in-law was the guy from Some Mothers Do Have Him.
Well, you know, I met what's his name? James Bond.
And he just wanted to talk about James Bond.
He just wanted to talk about James Bond.
Yeah.
So within 2 minutes, we were talking, he told me the whole story.
Yeah.
George Lazenby. Anyway, maybe because he wanted to. I then told him Uncle Arthur's story and what's a cool story. And, there you go. And anyway, George, have a good night. Movies. Yeah. Xanadu, was that a...
Olivia on roller skates.
And what's his name? The old dancer. Dun, 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 was it Gene Kelly?
Oh, yeah, he did roller skates. Yes.
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 Yeah.
Yeah.
And that would have been like 80s or something? It's really old. One of the first.
Great song, terrible movie.
What's the song?
Xanadu. I've got it on my phone. I love it.
You've got it on your phone?
Yeah, it's a guy from ELO wrote it.
We can't play it because of copyright. Xanadu. So you're going.
We are here. Xanadu. It's a fantastic song. Huh. And of course, Jeff Lynn of ELO, another claim to fame, Dicko's mum used to wash Jeff Lynn's mum's hair and do her hair. Jeff Lynn's mum's hair. How's that for a connection?
There's a show, Connections.
Connections.
With Dave O'Neill.
How's Jeff's music going? Oh, pretty good. He recorded his own version of Xanadu.
Wasn't there
not very good.
A movie called Rollerblade? Rollerball.
Yes, Rollerball. Yes, and there's a more
recent... Was that Rollerblade? No, that wasn't... That was.
No, there's a more recent one too with... it's got the girl from Juno in it. And it's called, what's that called? And I remember that was recently. They did a remake of that kind of thing, yeah.
They were classics. I think like Dystopian, is that what that was about?
Oh, I think it might have been. Xanadu's got the weirdest storyline, if you're looking
into it. It's a musical, so is it a musical?
I assume so. I've never seen it. But I just read the storyline once because I like the song. It's all about aliens and stuff and roller skating.
All bets are off, really.
So she had to learn to roller skate probably for that, Olivia. Well, you think she already knew? Or?
No, I'm just hesitating, but, you know, there's something for a biography, The Day I Learned to Rollerblade. Anyway, what do you think? Is that enough?
Roller skates?
Yeah, I think so.
You don't have much of a connection to roller skating. I've got a big connection, obviously, in my youth.
Yeah, but I would say, you know...
You're more of a surfy. I was more roller skating,
Don't call me a surfy. You're a surfy. No, I'm a surfer. I just bought a new board, by the way. I'm going out this afternoon to buy a fin. You know, boards now, they come without fins. You've got to go out and buy the fins separately. It's like, give me a bike without pedals.
Oh, that's ridiculous. I hate that.
So I've got to go, but I get to buy a fin that's pretty.
Buy a fin. Where do you buy a fin from?
From a fin shop.
The fin shop.
Anyway, here's the thing. There's a cutoff where you can still ride a bike, but you could not ride a skateboard, you cannot ride rollerblades, you cannot go ice skating. It comes a time. I could not do any of that. I saw a guy here today, he's on one of those powered scooters. So I'm thinking, maybe I should get one of those to go down the shops. It's just trouble. The guy over the road's got one of those bikes that you pedal, and then he goes, and just flick the switch here, and he goes,
bah! Yeah, I've seen him.
And I'm going, oh, that'd be easier. As soon as I put the engine on, I go, this is trouble.
Oh, yeah.
This is trouble. So you're. I think we need our recreational license stamped. Cannot do the following because You'll hurt yourself. You'll hurt yourself. Well, you proved when you
on a BMX.
On a BMX.
When I was 48, I broke my leg jumping Dicko. We just mentioned
jumping Dicko.
Yeah, on a BMX. But I know a guy. I know bought an electric scooter to commute to work from like.
Yeah, what happened?
Went in the gravel, slipped over. Broke his wrist very badly. Had to go to hospital.
See, it's not worth it.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
You got to get there, what, 5 minutes earlier? Not right on the train. Anyway, I don't have much.
Speaking of which, you'll end up in a wheelchair. That's what you'll do.
Oh, you'll do. That's very true. Wheelchairs. Now, I have a little bit to do with wheelchairs, but because of the nursing home when I visit mum, there's a few around. I don't like sitting in them. I don't know. I just go, you know what? There's a time for that. Now, I don't want to sit. I don't want to learn how to use it now.
No, they're very precarious too. I had one when I broke my leg.
Oh, did you? Your leg sticking out?
It had a structure on it, like a scaffolding on it for a while. And so I would sit there and be pushed around in the hospital. And then when I came home, I was in the wheelchair around the house. And then, this is true, Kieran put all the food up on, I couldn't reach it in my wheelchair. So I lost weight. I couldn't reach the food.
I remember when I got home and I broke my ankle, I had the same thing. I went, I'm going to have a cup of coffee. So I made the cup of coffee. I was on crutches. And I went, I'm standing next to the kettle with the coffee going, now what do I do? Because you can't get the coffee to the table in front of the TV. Yeah. So same with you. It's so hard. I mean, total respect for people who are in a wheelchair.
Hello to anyone in a wheelchair because it is the hardest thing. And then my dad and mum would come around and because Kieran was, we had three very little children when I broke my leg.
Yeah.
And so she didn't really have time to wheel me around the neighborhood for a bit of. No. So dad did it again.
So a bit of fresh air. How long were you in there for?
No, I was.
In the wheelchair?
No, a couple of months, 6 weeks maybe, if that.
And you were, and how would you crutches. Go to the. Maybe you could have a shower bar. You push it into the shower?
Yeah, no. You'd go up to the shower, but then a nurse.
With a lady and a nurse, yeah, would,
a
come,
nurse would come.
Come to the house.
She came to the house, yeah. Her name was Annie. And I thought probably her first job out of uni. She rocked up. She was older than me. I do it in stand up where
but
I say.
But she gave you a. Why couldn't they just back you into the shower and turn the shower on?
No, you can't get the wheelchair wet.
Because there are water wheelchairs.
You probably can't. Yeah. But I just had a hired one. Then I had to move from the wheelchair into that terrible seat with the hole in it, that you sit in the toilet.
Oh, hang on. So you didn't.
I could sit on the toilet. Yeah, I could sit on the toilet. Oh, I didn't need help to get on the toilet.
Okay. Just press that 30-second button right now if you don't want to hear the details. But so you could do everything.
I could do everything, but washing myself was really hard. So we had Annie who turned up a few days and then she didn't turn up ever again. And I rang up the agency and they said she's taken sick leave. So
you thought you've done the
my nudity and made her ill.
It offended her. Did it change you being in a wheelchair?
No, not really, but it certainly gave me a perspective because I know I had just a hired one and you can get better ones, but when Dad would push me and Dad's like, bang, I'm going over bumps.
And
I remember Robin, the neighbour, said, Kevin, you don't want to break his other leg.
Yeah.
Because I nearly fell out several times.
Is it like you're out of control? You're looking over there and you want, like if you're at a shopping centre, I want to go over there and you've got to go where the...
Oh, it's hard. And I remember talking to a guy in a wheelchair who was like a paraplegic, so he could move his arms. Is that right? Yeah. And he was saying the worst thing is when people go, oh, just pick you up. We'll pick you up, mate. And you just feel so vulnerable when they pick you up and, they pick up the wheelchair. Because you could fall out and break a leg or, break an arm. So.
I don't want to get into the answer, but it may be the answer that rollerblading, roller skating with wheelchairs is a thing too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Anyway, that's where I'm heading with my answer, so I won't talk anything about it. But
yeah, well, I was listening yesterday to the tennis has been on in Australian Open has been on. Yeah. And they had tennis wheelchair and that guy's amazing. He does
Diddle and Alcock.
Yeah. Alcock. Yeah. There's two guys that are famous. They get mistaken for each other. But Dylan was talking about
I'm the other wheelchair guy.
Yeah. they said all the time that people come up to the airport and say, you're that guy. And he's like, no, I'm the other guy in the wheelchair.
Yeah, I get that with I've hesitated. Who was it gonna say?
George Clooney.
I met Dylan at the Logies.
He's a good guy.
I mean, it's an obvious statement, but he had the firmest handshake I have ever. I mean, obviously, his upper body strength must be phenomenal. Yeah. He's great to watch play tennis.
Yeah.
It's great. I mean, it can double bounce, but let's just talk about it for a second. Your average tennis player, one racket, run around, hit the ball. Let's be honest, not that hard.
Nah.
Wheelchair, you've got to, just getting the wheelchair around the court. Don't really even hard. Think about the tennis part of it. Throw the tennis ball and then a ball moving around randomly on a hot court. Oh.
Yeah, really hard.
We applaud you. We applaud you.
They do an amazing job.
I saw when I was driving down because I live near the bay and there was
your bayside, we've established that.
Yeah, bayside, yeah. And there was someone, it was a woman, I think, taking her husband for a walk in his wheelchair. Now, I don't think he was a permanent wheelchair person.
Yeah, he's had an injury or something. Yeah,
but he sat in the chair, and I'll just, you can't see at home, but he sat like this.
Oh, like he's sitting in a normal chair.
In a normal chair, and I'm going, buddy, you can't do that because it's making her look like she's some sort of, you know, you're some sort of... you know, important person.
Yeah,
you're sit like you're in a wheel. You do wheelchair sit. You don't do sitting in a normal chair sit.
I mean, I remember being in a restaurant once and they had a few stairs and the wheelchair guy rocks up with his friend and, we'll have to get him a seat. He goes, oh, don't worry, he just gets up and walks out and sits down. Hang on, what's going on there?
Yeah, what are you?
Why is he in a wheelchair?
Yeah, because my dad had one of those little thingo cars.
Oh, the scooter.
Little scooter cars. Yeah. And he used to love it.
Oh, they're great.
Because his freedom went to zero. He couldn't drive, couldn't walk.
No.
And then you gave him thing. It was off around town. Yeah. All around the streets of Anglesey, just driving around. Your dad was here the other day. They put a big flag on the back of it. And, you know, it's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. Did he drive on the road, though?
Oh, well, he had to in some spots.
Yeah.
But that's the great thing about the motorised wheelchair.
Yeah.
Where the people who are, you know...
oh, there's a guy near me who you see him in the most obscure remote places around the parks. I'm like, what if their battery runs out?
They go
something?
Out and, well, I guess, but, you know, they just make a phone call.
Yeah, that's right.
Is it like RACV?
Yeah. What's wrong, mate? I ran out of batteries.
Wasn't there a movie, talking of movies, there was a movie, a documentary called Murder Ball?
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Was that about basketball, wheelchair basketball?
Yeah.
I don't remember the details,
no,
but I remember it was brutal, but I just remember it was a great documentary. And if you haven't seen it, go and have a look.
Really good.
It's really good. And it's these guys are just really taking each other on.
Oh,
and they're in sort of like Mad Max type of wheelchairs. I mean, it's real, but they're just, and they're hitting each other and coming out and putting them back, pull themselves, getting back in and getting on with it. It's fantastic.
It is a good movie. I remember that.
Yeah.
Well, oh, it's getting hot in here.
Ooh, I do. Seriously, I do get a bit vague. I get a bit, I'll probably say some things that, if I've said anything that's not that interesting, or
it's because of the heat.
It's because of the heat.
The heat. We're in a studio. It's the heat. It's February.
You know, and I've had.
Well, let's have some thinking music.
Well, what could we do?
Something out of Rollerball or get one of those old school DJs. Speed skaters on the rink. Speed skaters on the rink only.
Oh, geez, that'd be good to hear that.
Couples only. Oh, you're there with your mates. Couples only. Oh. I'm all out of love. Oh, come on. We're going to play the pinball machines now.
We could have the trailer from Xanadu.
Oh, I love
You'd
it.
Love that.
I love it.
I don't know. I dare say it's probably got some sort of voiceover in it. Because and
dun, 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 yeah. dun. Xanadu. Yeah.
Can we hear that? That'd be good.
Okay.
Universal Pictures announces the most dazzling romantic musical fantasy in years. Xanadu. Xanadu. It's a love story about a boy and girl from two very different worlds whom no one can keep apart. It's a spectacular entertainment that will transport you beyond your dreams. Xanadu, where time stops and the magic never ends. Xanadu.
What a great song. Not a very good. I got to watch that movie. I slag it up. I've never seen it.
I don't think you do. I think you've seen enough.
What was that musical they did on roller skates? Express, Starlight Express. Was that on? That was on roller skates.
Well, yes.
Yeah, that was big, wasn't it, for a while? They were on. I never saw it, but they were on roller skates. I never saw it. But
I dare say you could Google top 10 roller skating movies, and you know, a whole lot of movies that come up that we haven't mentioned.
Yeah, like, I mean, last time we were talking about Elvis, and we failed to mention that they're filming on the Gold Coast at one at the moment, with Baz Luhrmann's doing one on the Gold Coast on Elvis.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and sorry, someone on Facebook said this, which I had forgotten, but I'd read that, and Tom Hanks is playing your role, Colonel Parker.
Oh, really? Well,
you obviously turned
it down. I don't want to upset you, but been a lot of good feedback from that character, and
yeah.
So we've got Elvis on the in the he's with us every day now.
Yeah.
How you doing, Elvis? Bit hot in here. Is it a bit hot for you?
Yeah, give me a sandwich. Amazing. He's right here.
He's right here.
Elvis, so can you? It's a bit smelly. Can you flush?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. He's brought in his portable toilet. It's interesting.
God, Elvis, fantastic. Where's Colonel Tom Parker? He's out. He's out getting lunch. So he's not here. I want Elvis to. You stay there. You got a permanent spot on Somehow Related. No songs. We can't do that. Okay, Elvis, just be quiet now. You can.
Why doesn't he leave the building? Leave the building, Elvis. It's hot up there.
I'm going to have a crack.
Go.
I reckon I've got this.
Yeah.
That rollerblading, or roller skating, and wheelchair combined is now an event in the Olympics.
Oh, wow. Well, they do have some wacky. They got breakdancing.
Have they?
Yeah, in Japan coming up. Yeah,
breakdancing.
Breakdancing is an Olympic sport. Yeah, a demonstration sport. Yeah, I love looking at the demonstration. They're great. BMX.
So I reckon it's a demonstration sport.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to say that the same guy who invented wheelchairs invented roller skates. Yeah, because it's all sort of similar, isn't it? It's a transport mode.
So, what came first?
Oh, I'd say wheelchairs.
Wheelchairs would come first.
All right. Well, let's get the answer.
The first person known to have invented a roller skate was John Joseph Merlin in London in the 1760s. Back then, all roller skates were inline skates with the wheels in front of each other rather than the 2x2 pattern. John also invented the first sedan-like self-propelled wheelchair intended for people with bad gout. It looks very much like a regular chair until you notice the wheels set inside the legs with handles at the end of the arms. Improvements on the design lead to the hospital-style wheelchairs we know today.
Wow. So you're not familiar with
sort of.
You're sort of right.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
What is a self-propelled wheelchair, though? That means it pushes itself.
No, it'd be an engine one, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, imagine that.
So there you go. I mean, God. So
a self-propelled wheelchair just makes me laugh. Yeah, I wonder if it was steam. No, it wouldn't have been steam originally, surely.
Here comes Keith.
Like starting the Victor Moa. You know when Dad used to do that?
I don't know. I got nothing else to say because, I don't want to say too much, but I will now when I'm at the nursing home. Sometimes I do the nursing home, take people out for a little walk.
Yeah, right. Push them around.
But there is some reluctance. Mm. Well, not so much for the wheelchair, but it is some reluctance to do anything.
Physical?
Well, anything with someone that I don't know that's elderly because... Yeah. As I was talking about the other day at that luncheon, I met an old guy up the shops.
Yeah.
Told you this story.
Yeah.
And I gave him a ride home and I said, how about next week I take you down the shops? I'll make it a regular thing. Every Tuesday I'll take you shopping. The next Tuesday I took him out and I lost him. And then
Seven news tonight. An elderly man has been lost. Last person in contact was celebrity Glenn Robbins.
And the police turning up. Okay, who was he? Well, it's Frank. Frank who? I don't know. Where's he from? From the nursing home. Your relative? No. How did you get him? I just went in there and I took him out. And he brought him down the shops. Did you just stay with him? No, I let him go for a walk by himself. And, he finally came. I went for a walk, found him in the chemist, and I said, Frank. He goes, oh, it's just in the chemist. I go, fair enough, you know.
But this is our last date, Frank.
Frank, I can't be put under that stress anymore if you're going to. No. So, but having said that, more than happy to go to the nursing home and help them. Because they got really, with my mum's one, they got these machines now that can get people in and out of bed.
Yeah, the whole thing, the lifts, it's fantastic. Yeah, it's amazing.
You know, and hey, big shout out for, you know, any of the nurses or the
tough
the,
job.
The tough job, especially now with COVID, you know, those places have been closed up and, you know, and we salute. I got a COVID test the other day, actually.
One of those new ones up the bum. You requested it.
I said, yeah, you got any symptoms? No.
You're here again, Mr. Rollins.
Yeah, what do you want? I just open your mouth. Open your mouth? What? No. I am prepared to.
Put your pants up, please. Yeah,
Mr. Robbins, please. No. I am at my civil right to have a COVID test. No, I got a COVID test. Oh, look, I might tell you about it.
Yeah, and you're fine.
Yeah.
We'll talk.